Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
I take you to Matthew chapter 22. I pick it up in verse 34. Jesus is about to be asked a question and then give a remarkable answer. When the Pharisees had heard that he put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Well, that probably really made the Pharisees happy. They liked the fact that the Sadducees had been put to silence. One of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, now the word lawyer there is not a guy that just defends and prosecutes in court. The Greek word is nomikos, which means of the law. And in most cases, it's another name for a scribe, someone who knows the Mosaic law. This had nothing to do with the legal judicial system of Rome. So he's a lawyer according to Mosaic law. He asks the question to Jesus, and he asks it with an ulterior motive. According to the text, it's to tempt him, to test him. Master, verse 36, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus says to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, in the book of Mark, which tells the same story, when Mark tells it, the man answers him, and Jesus, the man answers the question. Jesus says, what do you think? And the man says it, and Jesus says, you're not far from the kingdom of heaven. But I want you to notice the two things which Jesus is answering the question specifically, what is the greatest commandment? Hear the question, in the law. The man literally does not say what's the greatest commandment. He says, what's the greatest commandment in the law? So he confines his question to the Mosaic law. And so Jesus confines his answer to the Mosaic law. Thou shalt. Thou shalt are commands. These are old covenant commands. Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first part of the commandment. When Mark tells it, he adds the word strength. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Then commandment number two, love your neighbor as yourself. But I'm here to tell you that both are impossible. And do you know why they're impossible? Because verse 40, on these hang all the law and the prophets. That means that the two commandments actually hold the law and the prophets up. We can't keep all of the law, which means if we can't keep what hangs from the hook, we certainly can't keep the hook. The law and the prophets hang on you doing those two things. We can't do them. All of the law and all of the prophets need both of these commands. Remind yourself, what are those two commands? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, Paul will use the same phrase. Look at Romans chapter 13. I say the same phrase. Use a very similar phrase, but the same terminology. Romans chapter 13, I'll read beginning in verse 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loves another has fulfilled the law. Look at that. The fulfillment of the law is to love one another. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Paul just told you the fulfillment of all the law. And then he names off five of the Ten Commandments. He says, here's five of those ten. It doesn't matter which of the ten you pick, he's saying. They're all fulfilled if you could learn to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, since the law hangs from loving your neighbor as yourself, what Paul is saying is, go to the hook, not to what's hanging on the hook. The hook's stable. If you could learn to love your neighbor as yourself, you would have dominion over those laws. Those laws would not be lorded over you. You're not under those laws. You're under grace. What does grace make you do? It causes you to love the Lord your God and to love your neighbor as yourself, things you cannot do under the law. And how can you do them at all? The day you realize you are loved is the day these things begin to happen in you. Tomorrow I'll talk about love fulfilling the law. In the meantime, dwell a little bit on that 13th chapter of Romans, the 8th, 9th, and 10th verses today. Grab an awareness that you'll love your neighbor as yourself the day that you realize how loved you are.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.